Jared, go.
You just said me. No. Do I do it properly?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm Jared.
I'm Martin.
And I'm Phil.
Which means this is Lethal Watching.
Why so somber?
That was like my monk's version.
Why did you do it as monks? What possessed you to go? Was it because of your bald head?
Because monks be all like, and stuff like that.
You in that kind of mood? Yeah, kind of.
Monkey mood?
Monkey business.
Mood.
That's been like a film called Monkey Business about a load of monks going on a crazy adventure somewhere.
Monks are always doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, but a film called Monkey Business. That's like a mid-80s frat comedy.
No, you want like a how they become monks and their adventures of learning. Something like Monk Academy. That's the key.
Monk Academy.
How
come there aren't more monk films? Obviously, the nun.
Priests on Patrol. Oh, man, this just writes itself.
It doesn't. Did they get promoted from being monks to priests? Because then priests will be the sequel, wouldn't it?
No, I think monks and priests are different.
Priest Academy. Priest Academy 2, their first mission. Priest Academy 3, back in training.
That even works, their first mission?
Right, yeah, Priest Academy 4, clergy on patrol.
Clergy on patrol.
You see that? It just writes itself. Priest Academy 5, Operation Vatican Beach. Yeah? Yeah?
This stuff works.
This stuff works. Hi, guys.
Hi. Yeah. Phil and Martin.
Hello, both of you guys.
Hello, Martin and Jared.
Hello, Phil and Martin, and Martin and Phil.
We've already done that, Jared. We've gone around once already.
Awesome.
Cool. What's going on? What's going on with you guys? What's going on?
An awful lot. All pretty quiet on the quiet low.
Well, apart from Jared becoming like some kind of athlete.
An awesome athlete, man.
What's all that about? Muscles and stuff. That's not right.
Popping in your face.
Lean machine.
Doing kip-ups or whatever it was called. Some kind of record.
Kipping pull-ups.
What's that? What's a kipping pull-up?
It's a kipping pull-up is like a pull-up where you...
You say kip.
You do a kip. Which is like a little sort of swing. So it basically just means you can do pull-ups at a much quicker pace.
That sounds like some kind of madness I don't even want to consider.
Wow.
Pull-ups just in general are very sore on the hands, so...
So do you have, like, a nickname, then?
At the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy calls me D-Rock.
D-Rock.
Wow. I can't think of a worse nickname for Jared than G-Rock.
he came up with it, so...
Dr. G-Rock.
What I think the reason was there was somebody else with the name G who was a girl and she's called G-Rock, and so I think he just decided that rather than have to think of two names with G,
he just did that.
He was just used the same one.
Well, you know, I can't argue with that logic. I mean, it sounds like sound logic to me, to be honest.
So
G-Rock.
So that was that. So yeah, the Kip and Pull-ups, and was doing some cleaning jerks.
That sounds sexy. Is it sexy?
Not really sexy, although you do sweat and go red-faced.
It's kind of the same thing, then.
So, yeah. Wait, this is like World's Strongest Man territory. How far are you going to go with it? Are you like...
No, not that far. As far as I am at the moment is probably as far as I will go.
So you're not going to become like Beefcake Boyle.
No, I don't want to be. I don't want to be like a super Beefcake. I just want to be a general, slightly leaner, trimmer, more awesome me.
So can you lift a car?
No.
Can you lift a washing machine?
Partly.
Can you lift a small wooden bench?
Yes.
Awesome. Good work. It's been worth all the effort there, by the sound of things.
Yep. It has got functional usage.
Nice. Well, I've not been doing any of that kind of stuff.
Mm-mm.
I've just been kind of sitting around, you know?
Is that it?
What, yeah. Watching TV?
You've got GTA 5, though, so you have
been doing that. Stuff. Although, I previously mentioned my 42-inch TV that I borrowed off my brother-in-law for 2 weeks, about 4 months ago. He came back last week to take it back.
Oh.
And I was like, but I've just bought Iron Man 3 on Blu-ray.
Did you not just get it in quick, watched quick before he came and
I was going to watch it that very night, and he kind of turned on.
Oh, that bad man.
And he took it away and put my 32-inch TV back.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, like watching the Game Boy or something.
So in that case, what would you rather have for Christmas? Would you rather have one of the brand new spanking consoles, or would you rather have a big gas TV? Because Christmas isn't far away, and I'm sure you're thinking along those lines.
Well, yeah, of course I am, Martin. You know me so well.
Oh, yeah.
But you've got to have the big TV, because I found you don't really notice the Blu-ray quality until you get to above 40 inches.
I would agree, yeah.
It's when I threw my Jaws Blu-ray on the big TV. Oh, my God. You can see all the hairs on all their chests. It's ridiculous.
I think my TV's 36 or 37, I can't remember. And we went from a 24 to it. And that's a big difference. But, yeah, I think you need the massive screen to get the...
You really notice the high-definition Blu-ray quality on it. But the worst thing was, my wife came home afterwards and she's like, oh, you know what? That TV looks about the right size there, doesn't it?
Oh, no!
I was like, no, it doesn't! No, I fell to my knees. No! No! Just like that. Hurt my throat, it did. So, yeah, that was that. Until then, I was just like watching things on the big TV, like, oh, look, this is my big TV.
Yeah.
I got about 2 days of Grand Theft Auto on it, so I can't complain too much.
Nice.
Good, that's good graphic tour. I did my first plane mission, which was quite fun. Took about an hour to do it because I kept trying to fly into bridges and kept crashing.
I haven't played it, so I'm not going to comment.
I am interested, but I don't have the money at the minute. But I know someone on my Twitter feed made a funny comment because they said that they, I don't know, there's like a special code where you can get a blimp.
Oh, yeah. And, I've not done that yet. That's in my box.
He was saying that he reenacted the last scenes of A View to a Kill in the blimp. Unfortunately, though, he was Zorin on this side.
I saw your retweet on that. Yeah.
That sounds awesome. I got in the plane and I flew down over the city, over the beach. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to fly the plane into a building but dive out into the sea and watch it crash.
Do you know what, though?
What's that?
What?
This isn't a games podcast, you losers.
All right.
No. It is a film.
It's a film podcast. So what we do then? We're talking about films we've seen?
Well, what we do is, are we going to explain what's happening?
Go on, Jared.
Lethal Watching as a podcast is going on a hiatus.
On a break.
A break as a podcast. A break as a podcast. Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm.
Basically... Yeah, I think we've kind of
talked about every film.
Stagnated a bit.
Saturated.
Yeah. I think audio podcasts and the length of them, it's a hard thing to even though, you know, you might think, well, it's only an hour or whatever to talk about stuff, it's kind of hard sometimes to get it fitted in.
Yeah.
And Phil knows this probably as he does a couple of different things, you know, it's hard sometimes to get these things timed and fitted in. So I think being able to do something maybe in shorter chunks will work better.
Yep.
I mean, in saying that, probably what we'll do is record a few at the one time, but, you know, being able to space them out just gives you that bit more time. So I think we're going to try some sort of video type thing.
Yeah, yeah. Some kind of like trail hardy
thing. Sort of trail hardy in, suppose,
talking
in,
about
in, yeah,
groups with, of films or suiting.
With added sexiness of our faces.
Well, you see, initially I didn't really, faces, we'll talk about this after.
Oh, okay, maybe not then. But hey, at least we are still going to be technically alive, just a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, the website will stay alive, clearly, won't it?
So we decided that for the last kind of audio podcasty type thing, just to do a general, I suppose, recap or a general just chitty chat about...
Yeah,
sort of since movies over the time since we've done it, which is what, Phil, about 4 years?
Well, I just checked. The first episode was posted on May 9th, 2010.
So 3 years.
Back in the heady days of 2010.
Well, no, you. I reckon it started in the summertime of 2009 because I think I jumped on board at the start of 2010.
No, I'm looking. I'm looking very much at the post. It's May 9th, 2010.
Yeah, really? No, I think that's about right, yeah.
So that's when did I join?
You joined...
Oh, 2011 was it then?
2011. Yeah, Christmas time that year.
So we're talking... Oh my God, look at the pandas on the TV. Sorry.
We can't see your TV, Jared.
Okay.
We're not on video yet. We're not on video yet.
Awesome. So 3 and a bit years, or 3.5 years, I suppose, near enough.
Wow.
Yeah. And, I think... Well, do you want to do a wee bit about recent stuff that we've watched, just as usual, and then plow on?
Yeah, shut up, Joe. Yeah. I want to talk about White House Has Fallen.
Okay, well, let's talk about recent films.
Yeah, shut up, Joe. I'm trying to talk about White House Has Fallen. Frankly, it was pretty close to being embarrassing. I mean, there's only so much you can do, you know, post-production-wise to clear up that kind of accent and make it audible for people so they can actually understand words that are being said. I mean, sometimes it was just like some kind of low guttural noises, like he was out in the woods eating some kind of animal. It just... embarrassing. Yeah, embarrassing. I'm going to keep to that word, embarrassing.
Yeah, there's... For some reason, a lot of people always comment on my accent and how I pronounce words. I don't really know why that is. As far as I'm concerned... movie. That's how you say it. Yeah, whatever. Nerds.
I think when we first heard it, me and Phil thought, you know, Gerard's having a joke here. You know, he's just playing it for laughs. Or I thought, you know, maybe he's using it to try and get girls, you know, pick up more women. Get people to fancy him. But when it turned out it's real, I mean, wow. I couldn't believe it, you know. I mean, it was real. To this day, it's real. Unbelievable. And to hear some of the words, they just sound wrong. So wrong. But, you know,
didn't really get to see eye to eye with Gerard much. And, you know, obviously, the hatred between me and Phil is something that's been known for a long time. So it was difficult. It was always difficult doing the show through a mist of pure hate. But, you know, I got through, you know. I only did 3 shows out of over 50. But, you know, I think that for me, that was a sacrifice. You know, it might not have been for many people, but for me, it was.
I think the best thing, though, is when Jason Statham was brought into the mix, because then it just changed. And it was like, wow, my word, Bobby Davros is in the room with us, you know? It was just mind-blowing. It was like Jason Statham was genuinely in the room. And I couldn't believe that when we later find out, it was Gerard. Staggering. Absolutely staggering. Unbelievable. Even to this day, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I was going to go see it, and I didn't, and then I was tempted to go see it tonight, but instead I'm talking to you losers.
You should have been this.
Now I'm kind of debating whether to go tomorrow.
Jared.
Or maybe Friday.
Jared.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been podcasting a long time together, yeah?
Yeah.
We've slept together on the same floor of Charles' bedroom, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Believe me when I say you have to see this film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's. I think as I said when I got out, I tweeted that me and Ryan saw it. He said it was the greatest cinematic experience of his adult life, and he wasn't far wrong.
Okay.
It was gloriously stupid in a way that I don't think any film has ever quite done before. Okay, well, maybe not that far, but like done okay, in like is several
it,
do years.
Do I want to try and have someone with me watching it at the same time?
Yes.
Right, so I'll have to try and nab someone to go to then.
Because we were laughing like idiots in that film, me and Ryan. It's like, you say, the car chase scene was just stupidly brilliant.
Okay.
And it's rubbish. You know, the film's cliched and rubbish, and, you know, in the same way that Independence Day was kind of cliched and rubbish. But it's still awesome at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
I'll put out the message then that I'm thinking about going to see it on Thursday, Friday, and see if anybody bites.
Well, I'll come with you, Jerry. What I'll do is I'll get
fly over. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, I'll go to Cardiff and then I'll get a boat to Cork or wherever it is, yeah. And I'll find a barman to drive me to your house.
Okay, Phil, we've used that joke
many times.
And you know what, Jared? Still funny.
Where?
Because that's how Ireland works.
I do have a question about it. Actually, the film.
Shoot.
And that is obviously related to your little faux pas. And obviously you just called it White House Has Fallen. And obviously you mean Olympus Has Fallen.
Have you seen that? Have you made comparisons yet? The film is sat in my Dropbox folder thanks to my digital pimp, Ryan Holland.
Ooh.
So
don't pass that shit on.
I might do. So I'll probably be watching that the weekend. Because obviously that was the... That's the Gerard Butler one, isn't it? Yeah,
that was really good.
When I was going into the film, I kind of said to Ryan, "Is this the stupid or the serious one?" Because when this happens, you get the two films coming out at the same time, like, you know, Armageddon, Deep Impact. Yeah. One of them's the kind of over the top silly one, and one's the kind of more serious one. So, like, you know, Deep Impact was a bit more sober, and like Dante's Peak and Volcano. Well, Volcano's just daft, but Dante's Peak's kind of, you know, a bit more straight. I said, which is going to be the silly one? And because Ryan seen Olympus Has Fallen, he said, well, you know, the other one must be the silly one because it was so silly. Then he came out and he's like, no, this is the silly one. This is the stupid one. I was like,
yeah, it's very straight-faced.
So, yeah.
The only bad thing about Olympus Has Fallen is the CGI bits. That it's quite bad in it. But if you take that out, all in all, it's a rocking film.
Is it like CGI blood squibs and stuff?
No, the choppers. I think there is some blood squits, but the choppers are just look manky and naff. So,
okay. Do they explode?
I think so. It's a while since I've seen it now, but I want to see it again because it is very good. It is one of those films that you would happily watch on DVD on a Friday night with a beer and a pizza and go, that was cracking.
Although, I'd say we're not watching that, Martin. We're going to watch White House Down because it's just rocket launchers and...
It is on my list, actually. I've not been to cinema for a while, so I've got to go, and I think that'll probably be the film I'll watch next.
It might be my favourite film I've seen so far this year. It's not better than Iron Man 3, but it's better than Iron Man 3, you know? It's not better than The Raid, but it's better than The Raid, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm definitely going to go see it either tomorrow or Friday. I don't want to go on my own, but I'm kind of being made to now just because.
Aw, poor Jared.
Did you see Riddick yet?
No, we've been Riddick to go see this instead.
Ooh, may have been a good call.
Ooh, have you seen it?
Yes.
How does it compare to previous Riddicks?
It is no Pitch Black.
Uh-huh.
And it is almost no Chronicles of Riddick. It's kind of weird. Because it's nowhere near as good as so Pitch Black is awesome, right?
Yes.
Is outstanding. It's nowhere near Pitch Black. Now Chronicles of Riddick, which is obviously completely different, it's not even probably as good as that, because it kind of never really fully commits to either way.
It kind of lands in the middle. Well, that's a shame.
Yeah. It's weird. I mean, you kind of see that they are going to actually get there, but by the time they get to the pitch back bit, it's kind of near over.
Yeah.
And then all the sort of the Chronicles of Riddick stuff is definitely a lot more low key, but it's just weird. It's hard to explain, because the whole dark part of it, which for me is the sort of the pitch black, the Riddick. I mean, the whole thing about Riddick when he was in pitch black was how awesome he was because he could see in the dark.
Yeah.
And they used that a few times in.
Is it kind of crowbarred in, is it? Riddick.
So the whole dark bit in it is very short, and is only a really short part. And I can see maybe why they thought, well, we can't just recreate pitch black. But to be honest with you, I kind of think people would have been all right with that if they kind of just had done a similar type of thing, but with, different monsters and all that kind of stuff.
Like a slightly bigger budget and scope.
It feels half-hearted either way, because the Chronicles of Riddick stuff never goes full-on, like, fantasy sci-fi.
How do they resolve the end of Chronicles of Riddick then? Because obviously at the end of that, he's king of the universe.
I suppose it does. You can tell that it was kind of like a stopgap sort of way of doing it.
Yeah.
From what they had planned, but they do kind of give you a reasonable reason as to what happens. So it's grand. I probably will want to watch it again at some stage, but I'm not gonna, really hold it in just the same sort of level as I do Pitch Black.
It's like Netflix rather than.
It's a Netflix. Yeah, it's a Netflix.
You're not gonna buy it.
Well, it wouldn't be. It would be something I might get if it was
cheap.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't go straight away. I saw it. And I saw Elysium. Which
that was all right. Yeah,
I thought was pretty rocking. Yeah.
Good beards in it.
Yes. So quite liked it. It looks a lot like District 9, but it's quite different.
My problem with that film is like when the film needs to be kind of subtle with its message, it just hits you in the face with a brick with politics written on it.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I kind of thought overall it wasn't even overall as obvious as what District 9 is.
Yeah.
District 9, the whole thing from start to finish is sort of that kind of message. Elysium, as you say, kind of sort of politics,
rich people. Whoa.
Whereas, so yes, it's there, but the overall sort of what they're trying to say just isn't quite as to me wasn't as sort of maybe not as meaningful maybe as District 9.
But I was fine with that because they had Charles O'Copley.
Some good actiony shit in it, and sure.
Good stuff. Whatever. Good Sir Thiffy and Bed Guy. It felt like watching Lethal Weapon 2.
Yes. Yes, Lethal Weapon 2.
It's been revoked.
It was pretty good. So that's the two things I think I saw in the cinema fairly recently.
About Monty. Yeah.
Ooh, me. Okay, I've got a couple of films as well. DVDs, unfortunately. I've been really busy. The latest DVD film that I've saw was Django Unchained.
Django!
Yeah.
And I've got to say, on DVD, it didn't feel quite so long. I think it was because you have the ability to control time with it, and you can pause it, go to the loo, make a drink or whatever. As a result, it doesn't feel quite as long, and you can sit there for quite a while. However, if you're watching it on TV with all the adverts chucked in, or if you're watching the cinema, I do get the feeling that it would really ache. But enjoyable film. It had some great casting in. Sam Jackson as that old guy was brilliant.
Yeah,
and
he
also
was awesome.
Leonardo DiCaprio just further cementing the fact that he is now a proper actor, and he's stepped away from the whole fangirl, boyish man that he was in the late 90s.
He's really awesome in it, isn't he?
And he is brilliant.
This is something that my wife was saying. Like, she says she used to hate Leonardo DiCaprio when he was and she says now, like, everything he does is really, really good. Like, she loved him in that. She loved him in Inception. She just says, like, he just definitely has got so much better.
Yeah.
I think his turning point was Catch Me If You Can. Because I think that was his last film.
Yeah, that's it, really, yeah.
Yeah, and from then on, he's just been astounding. And it's funny, because Jamie Foxx, I didn't feel was really good in that film. He was okay, solid as ever, but there were better people, like Christoph Waltz as well. Christoph Waltz is a brilliant film.
But Martin, you're forgetting the true standout performance of this film, which is the cameo by Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, yes.
What about you, mate?
I mean, has it ever been confirmed what accent he's doing?
Like death scenes, that man, doesn't he? Especially when it's by himself.
Tap of the morning to you.
I thought he was being cockney.
No, it sort of goes
between. I don't know a lot of different ones. Maybe it's just kind of weird. Yeah,
but he is right. I believe he is doing Australian, because I believe he has a fascination with Australian cinema. I don't know, cinema, I should say. Sorry, I went all posh then. He's got a fascination with Australian cinema. There's a film that they show on Film 4 regularly about all these Australian films.
The exploitation documentaries.
Yeah, and it's got all these filmmakers, and Quentin Tarantino has a really good part, and he points out what he loves about them and gives a load of films that he absolutely adores. So I think that's why it's almost like a partly homage. In fact, I won't be surprised if he does do something along the same lines as that for his next film.
He hasn't kind of hinted his next film yet, has he? Because it's been, what, was it 3 years between?
He always has that sort of...
Yeah, the cool down. But he's done quite a few in rapid succession, because he did Inglourious Basterds and now he's done Django Unchained. Yeah. So... give him a bit of time on that.
It's a good film.
Yeah, good film indeed. That was that one. And the second film I watched, I watched because I wanted to speak about it here, because late August in America was a very special anniversary. It was the 20th anniversary of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Obviously, I had to watch the film. Obviously, it came over to the UK in April time, 94. But either way, it's going a big 20th celebration of MMPR in the States right now. And they're relaunching some of the toys. They're relaunching Power Morphers. Yeah, they're called Legacy. So look out for Legacy Dragonzord and Megazord as well. The actual Power Morphers are made of metal as well. So they're actually proper real.
That's pretty cool.
This time. It is pretty cool. And they released a special SCCC version of the Green Ranger Morpher with the White Ranger coin in, because that's gold. So they're like, but they're limited, so no luck on that. But the big thing is they're doing a special episode of the new Power Rangers Megaforce, which has nearly every single Ranger from the past 20 years. Unfortunately, the only MMPR person who's going to be in it is Tommy.
Yeah.
But pretty much all the Power Rangers in Space, Lost Galaxy, all those lot are going to be.
So, wasn't there like an episode where like they brought back all the Red Rangers?
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, they pretty much had all Red
anniversary. Yeah, that was brilliant. Forever Red. And obviously now they're just going one better and they're calling it the Legend War. But that's
cool. So, are all the old Power Ranger dudes who are probably like 50 something now?
They're in their 40s, yeah.
They
actually do go down to conventions and do... You can actually see some of the conventions on YouTube, because that's what I did, and have a look. And, like, the Walter Jones, who played Zach, still frequents them. Jason is now I think he's like a paramedic or firefighter or something like that, so he's completely stepped out of the limelight.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kimberly's still acting. Trini, unfortunately, died in a car accident.
Yeah, because they were dead.
Yeah. Sorry?
Yellow Ranger.
Yeah, she was the Yellow Ranger. Yeah. And she died.
Yellow Ranger, racist.
Yeah, it's a Black Ranger as well. No,
double racist.
But yeah, so they're all there. And I was watching, like I said, they do some conventions online. So, and they were saying that when they actually filmed the movie, it took them 8 months because they had several redrafts and several refilming of scenes. So 8 months they spent in Australia whilst they were also filming MMPR as well, as the movie.
Is it always been filmed in Australia?
I think so.
No, it has. Well, they've Some do, started aren't they? Doing. Yeah, I think they started filming Power Rangers in Australia from about the year 2000 time. But before then, it was just the movie that was done, I think, for tax breaks. But before then, it was done in California.
I'll tell you why it took him 8 months to do the
film. So it actually was in America, because there was times I never thought it was.
No, it was, yeah. Obviously, apart from all the Japanese-y parts.
Yeah, that's why it took him 8 months to do the film, because they had to do all the fighting shit bits themselves.
Good old exactly.
They're like, we've done the acting bit now. Okay, let's go for a break, lads. Wait, what? We've got to carry on filming? Punching
things? Was Tommy not supposed to be, like, basically the most awesome Power Ranger ever?
Yeah, it's interesting how...
Was he not, like, Power Ranger, but, like, Super Power Ranger Man?
Yeah, well, he actually started off as a bad guy.
He was the villain, I remember that.
But apparently, in America, they all loved him, so they brought him back.
Yeah, then he was the Green Ranger.
And then he became the White Ranger.
And then he was in a few of the series, wasn't he? He was in a couple more of the series.
Yeah, he became Red Zero Ranger, Red Turbo Ranger. Then there was a huge absence because obviously he took a step aside. And then when they got everyone back together for the 10 years, I think he started to make friends with all the Power Rangers again and all the backstage team. Because he came back for Dino Thunder as well.
One.
Yeah, it's remarkable. 20 years on and it's still going.
I just cannot believe that there have been so many.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's also
things.
What's funny is I think someone tweeted a photo of the Wonderful 101, and they were saying that part of the experience of it, you know, when you get proper efficient and better at Wonderful 101, you turn up like this, and they showed a picture of loads of Power Rangers all together. That's actually a scene from the Legend War that's coming up. So that's not like a made up thing. Or anything. That's generally going to happen. So it's like, oh my god, this is going to be awesome.
That reminds me of the Turtles Forever film they did a while ago. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, with the old and the new Turtles.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's because the great thing about it is where the kind of modern day Shredder meets up with the old bumbling Shredder, and he becomes better by just being competent. Like, he just builds, like foot soldiers who can shoot straight. And that's basically all he does to win.
Is it still the same voices?
I think it's...
So is that still...
It's pretty much the same voices. I think there's one or two might be
your man
wrong.
Shredder's
the same. Kang's the same. I think Leonardo's different. But I think Donatello's the same. Michelangelo's the same. And yeah, they bring in the comic book turtles as well, the black and white ones as well into it, which just gets even more insane. But yeah, it's brilliant. There's kind of madness.
Uncle Phil.
Yeah, Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince is Shredder. Shocking. So was it still him in Turtles Forever?
Yeah, I think so. It certainly sounds the same voice to me. I'll not check the cast list. I think, like I say, I think it's like Leonardo's different, but Donatello sounds the same and Michelangelo sounds the same. So all the turtles back in one place. It's brilliant. It's like a huge nostalgia bomb.
So much feels.
Yeah.
Cool. So this is not the Power Rangers show, though, guys.
It isn't. No.
I never really got on with Martin. I don't think that's any secret.
It does take an awful lot to shock me, to stop me in my tracks. And by God, Martin did it that night. I mean, it was uncalled for. It was unnecessary. Not unattractive, but we didn't need to be seeing it. And yeah, we just couldn't be doing that anymore. That avenue that we could have gone down. I mean, it was a very kind of, new territory for us. But when that happened, yeah, the door closed on that one pretty quick because none of us needed to go through that again. No, never again.
Well, to be honest, it's still something that I dispute even to this day. It was an impulse reaction, but I stand by it, And I think if you take into context the entire argument, then my response was just, But obviously there are some people who take the negative way towards it and say, you shouldn't have done that. But I'm proud of what I did. It's out. It's about. There we go. We all have one. Well, half of us. Some of us, maybe.
Yeah, there's Well, I think there's a very clear reason for why Martin was banned from video calls on Skype. His ass.
Yes, later on in life I may see this as a regret, but you know, given the time, if I went back in time, I wouldn't change a thing of it. You know, I would still do it exactly the same. But, you know, because it's part of what makes me who I am today. So, no regrets. I still stand by exactly what I did. Yes, I got a lot of flack from it, you know, and I was treated a bit weirdly, but, you know, it was just.
Yes. Martin, you know, he's a great writer. You know, he's had success now, he's had success on the radio. You could say he's grown bigger than the podcast, I guess.
Yeah, so we watched a lot of films, I'm guessing, since we started doing the podcast.
Yes, yeah. a lot of films, Phil. I hope you've got a list.
Well, Gerard, I kept all my cinema stubs and put them into Letterbox, so I've got all my films back to like the late 90s, thank you very much.
But I hope you've got a list of the films that we talked about.
Well, I've got the all of the shows lined up in a window.
Yeah.
From the very first one.
Wow.
Which was
how many Superman... times have we talked about Superman, Phil?
How many?
Too many times.
And are we going to talk about it today? Yes, most likely.
No, well, we started with Superman 2 and Street Fighter the movie. That was the first ones we discussed. The two classics.
And have you watched the Richard Donner cut yet?
No, I haven't. Have you watched episode 2 about Split Second? Have you watched that yet?
No.
3 years, Jared. 3 years.
I know.
Have you seen Ice Pirates yet?
No.
Oh. Shocking.
I'm sorry, guys, but these things are just not on my list of things that I want to be thinking.
I haven't talked about Split Second for a long time, but that's still a good
film. No, you haven't. And why we've talked many, many times about Superman, Phil has never really talked about Street Fighter the movie or Split Second.
It's Rutger Hauer's secret best film. As mad as crazy as that sounds, it's his secret
Tom
best
Selleck's
film.
Worst.
Tom Selleck's not in it.
Oh, he's in it. Which one?
It's Rutger Hauer.
That's the Rutger Hauer one. What was the Tom Selleck one?
Are you thinking of Runaway?
Runaway.
with the gun, with the poster that lies.
Yeah.
He never has that gun in the film. He's got it on the poster. That's right. Never has it in the film. Lies. We did that.
Make a mental note of that.
That and Police Academy in the same show.
Synergy.
Yeah, we weren't just caring anything about at all about that back then. Then Dennis Hopper special, we talked about Mario Brothers and Speed. Oh dear.
Oof. Speed is awesome.
Speed's awesome, but when you talk about the death of Dennis Hopper.
Oh yeah.
Were those the best two films to talk about? Do you think? Jared? Do you think?
Probably that Midnight Cowboy was he in? Or something like that?
Something good.
I've not seen it.
something better than Mario Brothers and Speed. I blame Jared for that. And then after that was the episode where we confirmed the greatest year for film ever, which was 1984.
Yes.
Which I think is still in agreement.
I thought that I'd won and it was 1985, was it?
That was the second best year for film.
Yeah.
Which one?
I remember. It was 84 or 86.
Year after whatever you did, Phil.
84 is the best year. 85 was voted as the second best year for film.
I'm almost certain 85 was voted as the best.
No, 84 is the best because it's got Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
But we voted 85 the second best year for film, even though 1989 is clearly better, and I still will stand by my point there.
Isn't that, though, because everything that was released in 1984 was still on release for 85 because they kind of kept it open?
That 85 had, was it Back to the Future, was it 85?
Yeah.
Back to the Future was 85, and I think that was why it became default.
But 84's got Ghostbusters, though.
Yeah, but I mean, Ghostbusters are Back to the Future, Phil. Ghostbusters are Back to the Future.
Ghostbusters
all the time, for me, personally.
Yeah, two against one, Jared, shut your face.
That's just madness.
Yeah. And then we did a special about TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jared's birthday, I had full control of the episode, ended up in a TV special. I think you talked about Quantum Leap for like an hour.
Yeah, Quantum Leap. Awesome.
Sounds about right. And then my birthday special, we started the recurring topic of the Bad Education Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Do you remember we did a whole quiz on Steve Guttenberg, like in the second or third episode?
Yeah, top 10 Steve Guttenberg films. I think we picked, oh man, it was like some film where he's like an ambulance guy. We decided
was it the top 10 Steve Guttenberg films? I can't remember.
We ran out of them, I think. Got so far into it that it was like, Police Academy 4?
Yeah, I think Police Academy was at least 4 or 5 of the top 10.
Police Academy 2?
Yeah.
And then we talked about, what, comic films? I don't remember that
Has
one.
Anybody got a quiz for this episode, by the way? Just jumping ahead.
I do still have the one I prepared for last time, so.
Okay, yeah, well, so that's good then.
Yeah. I don't know if you should go through, because you've done 71 episodes. That's a lot of episodes to go through.
Phil, 71 episodes, you know, and is it still that one or two episodes that is getting spammed across the internet?
Yeah, constantly downloaded. I do not know how or when or where they've been downloaded, but boom, there they go. Going constantly. I don't know why. Just don't know why. Oh, look at that. There was a lethal watching Late Night on Raw.
Ooh, Late Night in Raw.
I remember that was a drunken one, wasn't it?
I think that was just me and... We were talking about Scott Pilgrim and Kick-Ass or something? I don't know.
Which, you know what? If we're talking about... Did anybody actually go see Kick-Ass 2? Because I didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, I missed it.
I just heard rotten things, and I was kind of like, right, well, I'll just wait then.
Yeah, I just didn't bother. Was
that or Elysium? And I kind of thought, well, I'll go with Elysium.
I think even though Elysium's not the best, I think he picked the best one there.
I mean, that guy's going to be doing an X-Force movie.
What I wonder, though, is have you read Kick-Ass 2? I wonder what it compares. Was that a good story?
I've read the first Kick-Ass, but yeah, not...
No, I've not read
I read the first one. The first one's good, but different to the film. But I wonder if the second Kick-Ass is shit, therefore the film...
I had issues with how... My problem with Kick-Ass is that he becomes like a proper superhero, which wasn't the point of the comic. The point of the comic was that being a superhero is kind of rubbish.
Yeah.
And he ends up getting the girl and stuff and flying around in a jetpack. It works for the film, but it doesn't work for the idea of the comic, which was a shame. There you go. I've just found Martin's first episode. Episode 18, January 9th, 2011.
Oh, there we go.
Blimey.
I mean, we made him come up with top 10 films with bad science fiction and or MacGuffins.
All right.
So basically, I think it was like all about Star Trek, basically.
Oh, no, Star Trek had good science in. Well, actually, no.
Did it, though?
Into Darkness, it had good science in.
Still war, is it? Still too soon.
It still hurts.
Still too soon. And there you go, episode 20, the second best year for film ever, 1985. See? Because Jared picked 1985. I picked 1989, which is the second best year of film. And for some reason, Martin picked 2004.
Yeah, that was a good.
Was it though?
Yeah.
Was it
had
though?
Anchorman in, and which is a classic. I think it also had Starsky and Hutch. Maybe.
Was it though?
It had some other classics. Yeah.
Was it?
I think so. A modern day classic.
Was it?
Although
though?
Compared to the recent years, well, we say that. This year and last year have had some big films, but they've also had some big disappointments.
That's true.
So
I think the next kind of big candidate for that's going to be 2015. Like all the films that are coming out that year. Even though now there's like a Shaun the Sheep film coming out that year now as well. But it's like Batman 2, Avengers 2.
I'm starting to get worried about Avengers 2 just because people keep on building the hype and it may be unreachable.
I don't think so. Well, that's probably... excuse me. Kind of one thread to bring through, or since we started doing the podcast, was the kind of rise of the Marvel films.
Yeah,
because we'd had Iron Man and the Hulk, I think, in 2008.
Yeah, maybe early then.
And then they kind of, I think, 2010 was Iron Man 2 and 4. If I got that right, and then 2011 was Captain America, and then 2012 was the Avengers.
But I mean, Avengers 2, I don't see. I mean, I think anything that is a sequel always runs that risk. But, I mean, you know, you look at, I mean, apart from Iron Man 2, I suppose, which wasn't really brilliant. I mean, Iron Man 3 was awesome.
Yeah.
So I think it always just comes down to who does what.
I mean, think you've got to lay the blame at John Favreau.
It's a bit of an unknown quantity because it looks very different in tone, I suppose, compared to what, you know, what the first one was. But I've no reason to suspect it won't be any good.
Mm.
The problem is they've changed a lot of directors, but I mean, in Iron Man's case, it worked.
Yeah, I think they had to bin Jon Favreau, because I think Cowboys and Aliens proved he got lucky with Iron Man.
Mm. I think, yeah, I mean, definitely Iron Man, very, very good. I mean, he directed Elf. Elf,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Maid and Miss Swingers are both good. But yeah, there was something about Iron Man. I mean, Cowboys and Aliens to me was nowhere near just what Iron Man 2 was.
Yeah.
But, you know, Iron Man 2, definitely, there was something didn't quite work there. And, you know, Iron Man 3 just showed that it could all be kind of pulled back again. So, you know, apparently people are saying, you know, are hearing amazing things about the new Captain America.
Bodes well.
Yes, Winter Soldier.
Yeah, you know, people are apparently but I mean, it's you never know. It's the ones in the studio probably who are making it have said it. But
I think the big question mark
is good. You know,
Guardians of the Galaxy. You think that's the one with a big question mark on it? But
Guardians of the Galaxy, I think, is going to be a hoot.
Yeah,
but whether it does, whether it's going to be enough as a, you know, as a movie to do anything, I think it might turn out to be a good, like an excellent experiment.
It's a brave choice, the Rocket Raccoon.
I think it's going to be a hoot. I think it will. I think it will be great. But yeah. I kind of wonder whether it'll. I just feel it'll just be a once off.
Yeah.
You know, at this point in time, I can't see how there's going to be any sort of anything more from it.
Yeah.
I think what they'll be looking at is how well Doctor Strange would do from the success of it or not. I think if it fails, I think that will alter.
But again, Doctor Strange is even probably more, I mean, I would say a safer bet, as is Ant-Man. I think they're both safer bets than, but I think for Guardians of the Galaxy to work, the keen thing they've done is that there is obviously that link to the Avengers.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Avengers, by bringing in more of the wider world and Thor to some extent, it has shown that, you know, people might be a bit more receptive to it. So obviously, well, I mean, Thanos, I think they're still keeping him for Avengers 3 from what I read.
Up to that.
But there is a big link going to be with Guardians of the Galaxy. So, you know, I think that if they play that and they use that as a way to get people sort of maybe into Guardians of the Galaxy, they might be onto something. And I think they'll have to do that with things like Doctor Strange and Ant-Man. I think Ant-Man, is it before Avengers?
It's after Avengers.
There will have to be some sort of wee.
Didn't they put it forward? It was like going to be out in like November. It's out in July 2015 now, so it's like right in the middle of the big season. I think the Avengers is like April or something.
I think they'll definitely have some sort of nugget for Ant-Man in the Avengers then.
Yeah.
Is it still going to be an Edgar Wright thing?
Still doing
that. That's what excites me the most about that.
Exactly, yeah.
I can't wait for that.
So, I mean, Marvel movies have basically taken over since we started doing all this.
Yeah. I've just found the broken episode where my laptop broke halfway through the recording.
With the laser cats.
With the laser cats.
Oh, laser cats.
That was a good day, that was. And then there you go, March 20th, 2011, Don't Mess With The Ice Pirates.
Oh, fucking hell.
2 years. Two and a bit years, Jared. 2 and a bit years.
Wow.
It's a good film.
I can't blame you. It's not a good film. It's
not
shit.
A bad film. Come on, guys.
It's one of those that you just know you'd not get the time that you spent watching the film back.
Mm.
You know, so, and I don't blame you not wanting to watch it, because obviously you've got plenty of other choices and other ways to waste your time these days.
Yes, exactly, Martin.
And then
I would never watch that film again.
There was a big old break after that where my laptop completely died, and then before I bought my MacBook. Which was a good day, that was. And then I think in September that year was the first of the Dragon specials. We never finished the Dragon trilogy.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We did Dragon Special 2, Dragon Harder. We need to be Dragons with a Vengeance.
Oh.
Not use all the Dragon films, though? Or the decent ones, anyway?
I don't and think even so. The crap I'm sure there's still films out there with Dragon title we've not actually watched yet.
That's true.
I'm sure there's more out there. And there's some more of our Halloween specials, which are always good fun.
Yeah.
With the good sound effects. everybody loves sound effects. Oh, there it is. There's one of them. I think it gets downloaded all the time. The Tom Selleck special, December 2011.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Did I do Quigley?
Yes, you did. Of course you did Quigley.
Why did I do Quigley?
Because it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I got the wrong end of the stick on that one again. I always get screwed over on these choices.
Why is that?
I got in and out, didn't I? Some shit like that.
That's probably like the worst Selleck film because of the complete lack of mustache.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. That we made the theory. If it's no facial hair, it's a shit film.
That makes sense. It's like beards in Star Trek. You know, as soon as Riker gets his beard, the show becomes amazing.
Yeah.
As soon as Sisko shaves his head and gets a goatee, DS9 goes amazing.
That's true.
When Janeway puts her hair up in Voyager, gets much better quality.
I thought you were going to say about something about her beard then. I thought, whoa, this is going places where I don't want to know.
I don't think Scott Bakula ever changed his hair in Enterprise, which I think was the problem with that show. Like, he never grew a beard.
He did change his hair in season 3 when it got more haggard.
He should have gone for a beard. I mean, he's in that film about Liberace.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's got a good moustache in that film. You need to Google image him. He comes out with it's a top-draw moustache. I mean, properly top-draw moustache.
That makes me think of another theory that we made as Lethal Watching, and that's the whole inverse here of, what's his name? Jason Statham. If Jason Statham has hair, it's a shit film.
Oh, the Rover, of course. Film.
Yeah.
Basically,
is true. Jason Statham with hair.
Hasn't he only got hair in Revolver? What other films has he got hair in?
He has hair in The One.
Revolver.
Revolver. The One's not a great film, is it?
Nope.
Dear.
And he has hair, and it's like this little sort of spiky hedgehog hair.
What about in that John Carpenter film he's in?
What? Is it
Ghost of Mars?
Oh, I think he maybe, I must look, I think he has spiky hedgehog hair in that too.
Well, there you go then, that's the thing, isn't it? It's that kind of...
Hold on, have a look. Jason Statham. Ghosts of Mars. Come on, Jason. Bring the spiky hedgehog. Yeah!
Spiky hedgehog, yeah. There you go.
It's a fuzz. It's a fuzz, guys.
So that is a proper theory.
It's bad. Have you looked?
No. Don't want the Skype call to get ruined.
Man, Ghost of Mars is so friggin' shit. John Carpenter, you break my heart sometimes.
And then look, there you go. Episode 15, May 27, 2012. 50 episodes. That's back when we were doing 2 a week, wasn't it? Sorry, 2 a month.
Yeah.
That's, I think I talk about that, my theory about why Gone in 6 Seconds is about rape, which it is.
I watched that the other day, actually, and I don't see... It's just a waste of time. You could easily do that film in 45 minutes.
Gone in 45 minutes?
Yeah. That's what they should have done. And then they'd be like, great, half time. I'm going home and get some dinner.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then, we got loads of episodes after that. We think the inverts kind of came in a bit, which was always nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben might do a song for this. I'll keep bothering him to do a song, but I don't think he keeps ignoring me. Not absolutely.
Do it, Ben.
Lots more episodes. Another Bond special. Well, après Bond.
Apribon.
Wasn't that a good one as well? That was quite a popular one. One of my ideas.
It was one of. It wasn't that Bond. Was it a different Bond one? Just keeps getting downloaded.
Was it?
Yeah.
Or was it the song one?
The A View to a Casino to a Kill or something.
Okay.
Some kind of combination of all the things. Mm. I think somewhere in there. There you go. The Superman Junipalooza, where Jared just talks about Superman for the whole freaking show.
I think that was my birthday too. Was it
for a long time?
Awesome.
What is it with you and Superman?
He's awesome.
Is he though? Is he?
Well, you know, not at the moment in the comics. He's a douche in the comics.
Oh man. DC Comics are all over the place, aren't they?
One decent one, which is all the Adventures of Superman comics, which are amazing, the digital ones, which they, I think they are released on print too, but they're pretty cool.
Is that Superman Unchained or something?
That's okay too.
Yeah.
The best ones actually are the Adventures of Superman, which ironically are the ones where it's old Superman. Nice. Nothing to do with the new 52.
Is that the one that was meant to be drawn by, well, not yeah, drawn, but written by Orson Scott Card?
Card, but
yeah.
Suspended it or whatever you want to call it.
He's not a very nice man, is he?
No, but, it's like those Legends of the Dark Knight digital ones, which are...
69p.
Which are really good, because they kind of just are all these wee short, you know, contained things by themselves. And that's, the Adventures of Superman's really good that way. You know, there's no kind of, I mean, they use a lot of old villains and characters and things like that, but it's all just because it's all its own wee thing.
Yeah.
No, it's really good, actually. They're only 69p, so.
It's a steal, that, isn't it? For a comic. 69p is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yes, yeah, so we end up with 71 episodes in the end.
71. Wow.
That's a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of episodes.
So this is 72.
Yeah, this is the 72nd.
Wow. So this is like retirement then, 72.
There we go, Martin. Yeah. Yay.
We could have retired at 60 and been done with this a long time ago, surely.
Yes, we could have.
Never saved, did we? Never saved up for our pension.
No.
Never saved up. We didn't. Well, it's been good talking about films.
Old for this shit.
Getting too old for this shit, man. Oh, good old films.
Which one of us is going to get shot down?
One day to retirement.
Yeah. Mendoza.
I love. Of course, we know. We all know that thing can be edited into one film, don't we?
Yeah.
Which is just brilliant.
I think it's on YouTube, is it? Or?
Yeah. Oh, everything's on YouTube, Jared. The whole world's on there.
The whole world
on there. Yeah. So we did. I think I'm not sure what my favorite film since we started recording has been. Probably the Avengers.
God, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a really tough one.
Are we talking about the film that we watched as part of Lethal Watching, or the time span?
Just the time span, I suppose.
Because I think I might have one.
Go for it, Martin.
Avengers.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. The film I kind of most enjoyed, that most kind of like blew my socks off. I'm kind of going back through my 5-star reviews on Letterboxd, and The Raid pops up.
Oh yes, that's a good one. That's a very good one. And Dread.
did you do anything on the Dread sequel day?
Well, I'd already bought it, so
yeah. You didn't watch it on Netflix?
No.
Rubbish,
what
Gerard.
What was the point of that anyway? It was just a day where they tried to get everyone to.
Yeah, everybody on like one day was going to either buy it on Blu-ray or watch it on Netflix, tweet about it and stuff. Because they, 2017 did like official petition for the sequel to come out. Mm. And I think it got put up, it's been on like the Amazon Top 100 DVD since it's been released. So it's obviously, you know, it's making money on the back end of things. But whether or not that'll be enough to justify a sequel is.
You know, if they do a sequel, I don't know if they'll go full R18 the way
but
they
it
have worked done.
So
but
well.
I mean, the thing about it is, come on, word of mouth. You know,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's going to at least make the same amount of money.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, what's his face, Carl Urban's not going to take the Mickey and like charge loads for his, you know, wages for it or anything like that.
Yeah,
so, come
Carl
on.
Urban is the most screwed up. Down actor that you can find, because he said he was looking forward to like a Dread sequel to continue on the role, and he also said for the next Star Trek film he wants to go original, which I fucking applauded that man.
Carlo was a legend. He's talking about like my favourite person that to come up in film since, you know, we started. Carl Urban, man,
he's got that new TV show coming out soon,
has he? Oh yeah, he hasn't, he's in America.
Almost
he's a robot
human or something human. It does look pretty good, yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah. Not looks better than RoboCop. Just gonna
well,
put that out there.
Let's not go there.
Just gonna say that now. He's got 18.
You know what? Again, as I said, when the trailer came out, look, it's only a trailer. Yes, okay, but I'm not gonna have some sort of friggin' pram throwing toys out of the pram incident.
You wait to actually see it.
But before I see it.
My problem.
Unless it comes, you know, and I may not even go see it in the cinema, because if it comes back, you know, if the buzz comes back, it's pure shite. Well, fine. Yeah. I'm not going to bother then.
Thing is, though, isn't it like rated 12 anyway? So I'm not going to go see it at cinema. So my thing is, it's got 12A on it.
That's the problem with it. But my problem with it was, like, in the trailer, he gets burnt up by a car bomb, which is wrong to begin with.
Yeah.
And the like, it
already seems very tame from the trailer, but
he's got like fourth degree burns over 80% of his body. Oh, it's all bad. But his face is perfectly fine and untouched. So, like, when he takes off his mask thing, he looks all kind of nice and human. He looks like he's wearing a helmet rather than being like the old Robocop that was like a bit of fume stapled onto a machine.
Human hand.
Yeah, what's the human hand for? Wouldn't you just shoot the hand?
Why? I don't even. It doesn't even make sense. Why even give him? Is there some reason that he's going to have one human hand?
Makes no sense. But it kind of annoys me because they're like
totally pointless to have one human hand.
If you remember back to the first Robocop film, the first person bit when he's kind of being made, and at one point goes, "Oh, I think we can save the arm," and the guy goes, "No, lose the arm. Get rid of it. What's the point? Get rid of the arm." Because it's like a corporate thing, isn't it? It's like, oh, what's the point of saving it? It just costs more money. Just get rid of the arm, build a new one. But no, he's got like a human hand for no reason at all. But anyway, I'm gonna. No,
it seems weird, but
I'm just gonna stop. Yeah. Stop, anyway. Phil. Stop. Get rid of it. Put the thoughts away for now. Put them in a box. Put them in a box. Put it in the cupboard. There we go. They're away now. Thoughts are away now. Yeah. It's a good podcasting all around there, I think.
Yeah, it was a lot of podcasting.
Yeah.
Put a lot of R's into no one listening to us.
I'll have to put like a final torrent up.
A lot of R's, you mother humpers out there.
Because there's one torrent up with all of the shows, and there's another one that I need to put the link up on the website for like the next bunch of shows. And then I'll do a third one for the last group, and then all the shows will be torrentable if you really want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure why you would, but just in case.
Voice of doubt there in Gerard's voice.
No, go for it. That's fine.
Yeah. Yep. And then they'll be there for posterity.
They will be posteriorly there.
You're a doctor, and it sounds like the word ass.
Indeed. Posteriori.
You know about you know your stuff, don't you?
Yeah. Well, as anyone who doesn't mind, know myself and Phil actually met in real life. I know, at the Hong Kong convention, the Castlevania convention, and Phil had a few drinks and well, pretty much decided that he wanted to motorboat every single member that was there, and yeah, he did.
Well, I don't. This whole thing has been blown, you know, really far out of proportion. I don't see why I need to defend myself. I don't see why I need to offer any kind of explanation. You know, it's all just a big fuss about nothing, and I just kind of like to move on and get past it. But apparently nobody else can. Apparently everybody else has to keep on bringing it up, which, you know, it's just sad, really. It's just sad.
Well, it's not really something that any of us is proud of, really. But I suppose it's just something that we have to really accept. You know, it happened, and just move on from it. It happens to many great people of the past, like Jimmy Savile, Chris Benoit, and now Phil. It was bound to happen. It was just a matter of time, really.
And Phil, well, you know, Phil was the glue that bound the whole thing together, so there'll be other things for Phil to glue, other places to glue.
It's not our proud moment, but one that you can't really avoid. You know, it happened, so it's just time to move on.
Hey, Martin.
Hello.
You've got a quiz, haven't you?
I do have a quiz. Let me dig it out.
Oh, Martin has a quiz. Some sort of quizzical...
Quiz me do. We'll say that me and Jared are even points with quizzes to make it more interesting.
Yeah, let's say you're ahead. Even, and that this is for it. This is for guts and glory.
This is for kingly for ahead. No, you're not. We're equal.
I think I am, Phil.
No, it's equal. Equal points.
Okay, now this involves technology as well, because I'm timing you on this one.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm having to get my phone out.
Oh,
get the right setting.
Can't you count?
So exciting.
No, not at the same time as reading the questions. I'm good, but I'm not that good. how do I do?
One.
There you go. Two. Oh no, it doesn't do seconds. That's rubbish. Why not? Okay, I'm going to have to do that then. Okay.
Great segment, Martin.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm ready. Right, now this has a certain link with possibly, well, how should I put this? So I'm just trying to think, because obviously this was linked into the regional plan. You'll have to edit this out. Okay.
Why would I do that? Why would I edit it out? Would it make you look stupid?
Yeah, that's true. You don't need to edit me to make me look stupid to say that much. Okay. Right. Kevin Bacon.
Oh, the Baconator.
Everyone knows that he's done a lot of shit, and he's got the whole, the seven, is it 7 degrees of separation?
Six
which connects him to pretty much any
six
single person.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
That's right, 6 degrees. So, my quiz is basically based on that. And I've got six. I'll be reading Kevin Bacon and then six actors' names.
Uh-huh.
And what you need to do is you need to name the film that relates the two actors.
Oof.
Okay? So it won't be all Kevin Bacon. It will just be that actor and this next actor.
Got you.
Do you follow me?
Yeah, I'll follow you. Yeah.
Okay. There'll be 30 seconds on the clock.
What?
To do that. Yeah.
30
that's
seconds.
Right. So 30 seconds.
30
so it's
the Queen
be
seconds.
Harsh. Or do you want a minute?
Give it a minute. Going to
okay,
side.
You got a minute then.
To link two actors.
To no, I'll
six.
Be reading out the two actors. You'll just need to say the film.
Just one film that they that
one,
links them?
Yeah. One film between them. Okay?
Man, this
yeah?
is crazy.
You ready?
Yeah.
First of all, we need to find out who goes first. And now I have a penny here.
Like an actual coin. That's not how we work on this
natural
show, Martin.
Natural coin. I know, it was just on the side, though, so that was
we need
luck.
A coaster or something to do it properly. Come on.
Heads or tails?
Ladies first, Jared. Ladies first, Jared.
Heads or tails? I will go with heads.
Controversial.
Oh, I caught that. It's tails.
Oh.
So I choose. I choose, yeah.
So you get, yeah. Do you want list one or two?
I will have list number two for Pooh.
Excellent. Okay. And I'll just tell you as well, there is a last, the last name. There is, obviously, we'll have a last name. And there will be a link between Kevin Bacon and that last one. But obviously, we'll leave that. That won't be a part of the time thing. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So are you ready?
Let me get Martin. Let me get this right. It's the two people you name out.
Yeah.
It's the link between them two.
For example, let me say.
But
if I
the
said,
last one will have a link to Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like a full circle. So for example, this isn't there. If I said like Kevin Bacon and William Shatner, you'd have to name the film that they're in, and then I'll go William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, and you'd have to name the film that they're in. Okay?
Down the chain. I got you.
Down the chain, and then the last name. We'll link back to Kevin Bacon. So it'll be like Sylvester McCoy and Kevin Bacon. And
so,
you'll have to name
so
that.
Tell me, Martin.
Yeah.
Is there a link between Kevin Bacon and William Shatner?
I don't think so.
Spoilers.
Oh,
I'll have to look that up.
God damn it.
I'll have to look it up because apparently you can Google it. If you put, apparently it's called a Bacon number. If you put any actor's name followed by Bacon number, it will tell you whether or not or how the link between Kevin Bacon and that person is. So that's
okay. Cool. Well, let's do this shit.
Yes. Oh shit! Sorry, someone's calling.
Yeah.
Oh. Jim, can I call you back? I'm just filming a podcast.
The podcast.
Right.
He's all flustered.
Yes.
Oh dear.
Never
dear.
Happened to me ever.
Oh, Martin.
It hasn't. Not until the very last show.
Screwed by your mate.
Right. Right. So you got 1 minute.
Filming a podcast.
Oh, Martin. Phone.
Phone, Martin. Come on.
I know. Okay, so...
That's not Martin's phone.
Mine's far away from the computer. It's not me.
Mine never does it.
Are we okay now?
Are we good to go, Martin? Martin, are we okay now to start?
We're okay. Are you ready, both of you?
Yes, who's going first? Is it me first?
You're going first, Phil.
Cool.
So, if you're all ready, your minute starts... Oh, by the way, it's just like 2 points each.
Got it. Okay. Can we pass the ticket if we don't get it?
Huh?
If you don't get it, can we pass on to the next one?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Your time starts now. Kevin Bacon, Tom Hanks.
Apollo 13.
Tom Hanks, Dan Aykroyd.
Dragnet.
Steve Martin, Sergeant...
Sergeant Bilko.
Fuck. Steve Martin, Michael Caine.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yeah. Michael Caine, Julianne Moore.
Ooh.
It's just harder than it sounds.
Oh, man.
My head's like, oh my god.
30 seconds.
Who was that? Julianne Moore, sorry?
No. Michael Caine, Julianne Moore.
Holy shit. Jaws 3?
No.
Pass.
Julianne Moore, Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Oh, was it The Hours?
Correct. Okay, Kevin Bacon and Meryl Streep.
Kevin Bacon and Meryl Streep.
8, 7, 6, 5.
I'm gonna be shit at 4, this.
3.
Pass.
2.
Can't get it.
Okay, time is up.
Pass on two.
Oh, that was your alarm, was it?
That was my alarm. That was fine. On two, yeah, and I fucked up, so sorry about that, Gerard.
It's all right, Martin.
Dan Aykroyd, see mine. I was going to list, but now that I knew that would fucking happen as well. So I'll go down. Obviously, you got right. You got wrong. Michael Caine, Julianne Moore. That's Children of Men.
Oh, the thingy film with Christopher Thingy Owen.
I forgot he was in that. Yeah.
And you also got the Kevin Bacon, Meryl Streep, which is The River Wild.
Oh,
so that means you've got one, two, three,
raft one, isn't it?
4, 5. My God. Which makes 10 points.
10 points. Crash is on.
Great brain. Great brain.
See, Biggie. He's been working his muscles. He's been forgetting that brain, hasn't he?
Biggie, Biggie. Right.
You need,
and I have 30 seconds for each one.
A minute for all of them, Jared.
No, 1 minute. 1 minute. For them.
1 minute for all of them. Oh, crud! Right. Okay.
Right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is it now. The whole podcast's legacy.
Go for it.
Time starts now. Kevin Bacon, John Lithgow.
Kevin Bacon, John Lithgow. Oh my god.
Pass. John Lithgow.
I know what it is now. Bugger, go.
Go back. What is it?
It's Footloose.
Correct. John Lithgow, Amy Adams.
John Lithgow. Oh, Leap Year.
Yes. Amy Adams, Christian Bale.
Amy Adams, Christian Bale. The Fighter?
Correct. Christian Bale, Chloe Savini.
Christian Bale, Chloe Savini? I can't even think who the hell Chloe Savigny passed.
Chloe Savigny, woman. Pass. Okay. Chloe Savigny and Bill Murray.
Oh, 13
seconds.
Something to do with flowers, no.
I'll give you half of that.
Broken Flowers!
Correct. Bill Murray, Dustin Hoffman.
Bill Murray, Dustin Hoffman.
I started, so I'll finish that one. Bill Murray, Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, is my time up?
Time is up. This is the last one, though.
Bill Murray, Dustin Hoffman. Oh, do you know what? I know what it is, because do you know what? I watched the thing. There was a video went round about it recently.
Okay.
Tootsie.
Correct.
Yeah! There was a video went around friggin' Twitter, Facebook about that recently.
Now, you scored 10 points as well. So that means it is a tie.
A tiebreaker.
Luckily, we didn't get onto your special one, so I can use that as a tiebreaker.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you got wrong. Christian Bale and Chloe Savini, they were both in American Psycho together.
Oh!
I should have just guessed that one, because I was like, who the fuck is Chloe Savini?
Now, yeah, the way we're going to do this, the first person to shout, win. Okay, are you both ready? Remember, first person to shout the answer.
Born ready.
You, Gerard?
First person to shout the answer? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Go on. Is this, a Kevin Bacon thing?
Yeah. Oh. Kevin Bacon and Dustin Hoffman. First person shout. Kevin Bacon and Dustin Hoffman.
JFK.
Incorrect.
Is there any
you can't have a clue, come on, no clues.
You're not having a clue, and like I say, it's the first person to shout, so
can I keep shouting?
I didn't say that, so yes you can.
Yes.
Stir of Echoes.
No.
The Woodsman.
It's not Picture Perfect.
The Imaginarium, Dr. Parnassus?
Nope.
Dustin Hoffman. That Accidental Hero?
Nope.
Rain Man?
Jesus. Nope. Fucking hell.
What?
Ooh, what else was there?
Oh, Outbreak.
Ooh, Sleepers?
Who got it right? One of those answers was correct.
What did you say, Phil?
I said Outbreak.
Oh, Outbreak.
Phil said Outbreak.
Oh, God. I bet he was like some sort of friggin' army dude in Outbreak. I'm just trying to think of Kevin Bacon films.
He was Sleepers.
The correct answer is Sleepers.
Oh, yeah! So Phil was shouting out Dustin Hoffman films and I was shouting out Kevin Bacon films.
Damn it.
In the end.
I suppose it's right because...
I helped you out there, Phil, as well.
I suppose it's right because Jared always wins, doesn't he?
He does.
Ah, bitches.
Jared always wins.
That's a good film, Sleepers.
Is it? It's not as good as Outbreak.
Well, no, it's not as good as Outbreak. No monkeys.
Exactly.
I do have a question. Have you actually seen The Imagination of Dr.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
Oh, blimey.
Nice.
What do you call him? Spider-Man's in it?
That was a good quiz, mine.
That was a good quiz. That was well played, both of you.
Busy on the mizzy.
That was yes. Good. Was it Quizzy Rascal?
Quizzy Tastic.
Quizzy Rascal.
Good job. Fizzle.
You could say that happened quietly, you know, slowly. It didn't happen all of a sudden, just over time. So, at first, it was funny. You know, we all laughed and joked around. But then it became a bit of a problem. And though I say that, I don't say that because any of us are racist, but it is a bit of a weird thing.
We all knew that Ben had become pretty French over time. Whenever literally every other word was Jacques Chirac or baguette. Or onion, or honky 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 honky.
It's all right to learn a language or to act in a different way, following a different culture, but to absorb yourself in such a way, you know, I mean, it really does affect the way that they think, you know. I mean. You really have to think, should I call the authorities on this? I mean, maybe they should know. Maybe he's not mentally balanced. You know, that could be a very valid reason. So we had to be careful around the things that we said and did around him.
I mean, we all knew he would change. I mean, there's no way you can kind of be there and not change. It's like osmosis. You just sort of, you absorb what's around you, don't you? But it happened more and more, and we just got a bit concerned. It just kind of felt like we were losing him, what made him special. But, you know, he seemed happy, so who are we to judge? You know, it's just one of those things that you can't really be mean about, even though we still bully him about it a lot.
I mean, can only respond to the accusations of me becoming progressively French by resorting to something that the French say, which is fuck off.
But maybe one day, you know, we're hoping that he will grow out of it eventually. Hopefully.
then. So that's the end of that for now then.
Well, it's for now.
Yeah.
I think we'll still do stuff, like if something interesting comes along.
Yeah.
Like, I think more shorter films, like the Late Night Raw is like just whenever we fancy having a chat about a particular topic, I think it'd be kind of more of those things.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Obviously, you know how we're changing and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go through the change, are you, Martin?
Mm-hmm. No, the thing to say when we're doing that is, it's morphing time! Woo! Yes!
I hadn't pegged you for being this big of a Power Rangers fan, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know all about it. You know all the Power Rangers, don't you?
I probably loved it when I was a kid. And obviously, we had sorted out the loft recently, so I found all of the old toys. Oh,
I just love the giant robot stuff, because that's been my soul, giant robots.
If you want something interesting to watch, they've actually put some of the Japanese episodes online.
Oh, for real?
I think the Japanese version is called, if you type in Zyu Ranger, Z-Y-U Ranger, you'll find it from there.
That's interesting.
It's very different. It's very cool, very different. Let's just say in that one, the Green Ranger doesn't just lose his powers.
Oh, does he lose his
powers? Yeah, it's dark. It's very dark.
Nice.
So, brilliant.
Did you ever watch any of the Spider-Man Sentai show they put on the Marvel website a while ago?
No.
The late 70s one, which is like, it's Power Rangers but with Spider-Man. It's the first show to have, like, I think it's like a combinable robot or a giant robot in it. It's the first show to have that. Like, without that show, there is no Power Rangers.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, it's like really like influential in the Super Sentai kind of shows in Japan.
How does that work with Spider-Man?
He's like a giant spider robot. Why are you laughing?
These people.
Yeah, they put some of the shows up on the Marvel website a few years ago, and they're mental. Like he's got a bike that flies.
And I just imagine mate, what are you working on, Peter? It's a giant robot.
Sweet
giant spider robot. Gets you Spider Man.
Yeah,
but it's like he summons it and jumps and gets into the shooter. It's like the first of those live action shows where it's like a giant like pilotable robot, something like that. Yeah, it's madness. It's pure insane insanity, but Japanese craziness. Well worth it. Well worth the watch.
And so
it ends.
The sun sets.
Yeah, we might have a song at the end. Don't know.
Hopefully.
It'd be nice to actually go out with a kind of, you know, a nice song from Ben, but we'll see about that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you start on a song as well?
What?
Bad Education song.
That was one of the first things we've thought. Yeah, the Bad Education theme. Yeah, good song that. Maybe if he doesn't do a song, I'll put that on the end. That's always a good song.
So there, guys. So we'll not see you like this for a bit, but we'll see you back with something different.
Yes. Yes. Video-y stuff or just things and stuff.
Just things and stuff and things and stuff. More doesn't stuff sound... and stuff with things and stuff.
I thought it would sound better than it did when I actually said it, but yeah.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
We'll figure it out.
Yes.
We always do.
Bye.
See you guys, you crazy guys.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Group hug.
Group hug.
Oh, there we go. Nice.
Is that your hand?
No, my penis.
That's right.
That's good. Yeah. Surprisingly warm.
I thought it would be harder.
Yeah, well, you know, give it a while.
Long time ago, before midichlorians, begged my dad to buy me a DeLorean. Starbuck was a man and we had Muffet. I was a young gun, your mother pus bucket. Germanic supervillains were endearing, and I was in love with Wilma Deering. Future felt bright and it was getting brighter as I span round the playground like the last starfire. Had a bad education, had a bad education. As I grew up, waxed on, waxed off, idolizing Hasselhoff. My upbringing was well secluded, my batteries were not included. Great balls of fire, R.I.P. Goose, no fly in my Beetlejuice. I didn't want to go to uni, I just wanted to be a goonie. Had a bad education, had a bad education. Snake Plissken, nuked from orbit, no time to bleed. Landing punches like Apollo Creed. No weird science, listen to this. Cult knowledge kept me from the abyss. I had a bad education. Had a bad education. And I'm a master of time like Stephen Hawking. A never-ending story. So look who's talking. Cause if you don't want to die hard, make it so like Jean-Luc Picard. You don't need science, you don't need art. Just need to find your angel heart. Your heathers may be long past, but you remember the Blade Runner cast. Your knowledge is your lethal weapon. We've all had a bad education. Had a bad education, had a bad education. Had a bad education, had a bad education. Had a bad education.